And there is an old saying, it's a famous saying, you probably have heard of this, is that those who do not know history are doomed to repeat it. See, I told you, this one's a little bit more well known. The meaning is history repeats itself. Anybody else have something? No? Does that sound about right? All right, now I don't know about you guys, but whenever I first heard this quote, I looked at it as more of like a worldwide view, meaning more on nations and governments, you know, failing policies and trying to do the same policies, what didn't work before, but then they try to do it again and they think that something different's going to happen. You know, that's the actual definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. But I read this article, and some things happened, but I read this article, and it made me think, and what about applying that quote just to your individual life, each and every one of our lives? So if we don't know history, we're doomed to repeat it. Just like Nick said, if we don't learn from our mistakes, we might repeat it, right? Now, when I was growing up, there's a way back moment, is when I was growing up, my parents loved to take us camping at Christopher Creek. If anybody doesn't know where that is, it's coming up on the rim. It's just past Payson, I don't know, half an hour to 45 minutes past Payson. Huh? Okay, from the valley, I used to live in the valley, so it was always after Payson. But now it'd be before Payson. My wife is correct. She's always correct. Now, when I was about eight, years old, me and my brother, my brother's older, he's bigger, he's always been stronger, right? So we were throwing rocks into the creek, right? As boys do, right? Right, guys? It's fun. You've never done that. Oh, it is. Skipping rocks? No. Well, at that age, I don't know if I could even skip a rock, so we were just throwing them in the water. He's 5 years older than me, but we were just throwing them in the water. And because it's my brother, and guys can attest to this, because it's my brother, I have to get a bigger rock, throw it further than him, just because, right? It's kind of what you have to do. Huh? Wait for the story. All right, so I go up, so I have this plan. I have to show him up. So I have this plan, and I'm going up the bank. You know, there's a little right by the creek, and then I'm going up the bank. So in my mind, I'm still staying with the water, but I'm getting further away. So I go to pick up the biggest rock I could possibly throw. And now I'm about 15 feet away from the creek, and I could, at best, I could probably throw this rock 10 feet. But not registering, right? So I'm picking up this rock. I get wound up, and I chuck it as far as I can, right? And as I finally look up, about 10 feet away, there's my brother, right in line with this. So, being concerned, right, as I was, I said, "Look out!" So, he turns, what? Pah, right in the forehead. Blood everywhere. Actually, I used to have a brother. No, I still have a brother. And
you just only have one.
And for some reason, there's a blur right there. I don't know, but it was like panic mode. It was a long, it seemed like a long ride to Payson. My dad had handkerchiefs. You know, I don't know if they don't really use those too much anymore, but he bled through like three of them, forehead. So he had stitches, everything. You know, and for the life of me, I felt bad, but I had no good answer why I did what I did. Right? Anybody ever been there? You just kind of do things, right, Gabby? You just kind of do things, and it happens, and it's, right, you just, so we could laugh about it now, right? It actually, we're brothers, you know, things happen. We could laugh about it, and the main thing is because we all do stupid things from one time or another. Right? We can admit that, can't we? We do silly things. We don't do things. We do things without thinking about it. But if we remember what we've done, mattress, hopefully we don't repeat it, that same mistake, right? Hopefully when I throw a rock next time, I look where I'm going to throw it before I throw it. No promises, but I, you know, as long as I keep that in my head. Let's turn to Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. Excuse me. Verse 12 and 13. 12 and 13. Philippians. Oh, chapter 3. Sorry. Sorry. I wasn't thinking. Wasn't remembering, right? Would you like to read that, please? Okay, so Paul's speaking here, right? He's writing this letter to the Philippians. Obviously, it's in Philippians. So he writes this letter. Now, if you don't know it, spoiler alert, Paul wasn't the best supporter at the beginning for Christianity. He was the Gary throwing rocks at people. Right? We all know this, right? So you think Paul would have a lot he wouldn't like to bring up, wouldn't you think, of things that he's done? He kind of messed up some things, right, at the beginning, wouldn't you agree? We all know the stories. Yes, we shake our head when we agree. Yes. All right. Everybody but one. There's always one. So Paul, you know, he was doing everything in his power to stop Christianity. But Paul, what he's talking about here, it's not forgetting the history, not just forgetting what he's done, not totally forgetting. What he's talking about forgetting is that part of the past, what holds us back. That part of the past, what tells us, you know what? You're not good enough. You made a mistake here. You're going to make a mistake again. You'll never be good enough. That's the part Paul was talking about forgetting about. Not letting it hold him back. Instead, he's trying to let his mistakes not control him, but use his mistakes to push forward on the things ahead. And the way he does this is not repeating them. by not doing them over and over again. In Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 16. Katie? Calamity. I mean, just like trouble and craziness. In this verse, what is the difference between a righteous man and a wicked man? Huh? Right, right. You're exactly right. The righteous man rises again. He gets back up. He gets back up because we have a Redeemer. We have Jesus. You know, and Jesus lets us learn from our mistakes. We need to remember the fact that we may fall seven times. For some of us, it might be daily. You know, sometimes it takes seven times. You know, when I'm in a rush, especially at work, when I'm in a rush, I'm getting pressure to get this job done, I think that's when I make more mistakes, more of the same mistakes, is I'm trying to go 100 miles an hour and just get things done, just kind of forcing things through. I don't take the time to actually think about what happened in the past, what this is happening. You know, when I'm not really concentrating on anything, I'm just trying to make things happen. That's when I tend to make a lot of mistakes. But we need to remember, Jesus will pick you up each and every time. We might fall seven times, but he's going to pick us up those seven times. We need to keep our, we need to know who Jesus is, what he's done for us, what he's able to do, and what he's promised to do for us. You know, that's all should be like in our forefront of our brain. Just always there. You know, if we forget that, if we don't have that in our thoughts, trials, you know, they can get overwhelming. Thoughts, you know, throughout the Old Testament, there were times that Israel forgot about God. They forgot about God. Now, I don't think it's that they have bad memories. Oh, who was that? No, it was meaning that they're not putting them first. They're not thinking about them. So they're not remembering them in their day-to-day living. What they're doing now. They're just living, but they're not thinking about God. In Deuteronomy, towards the beginning of the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 17 through 19. Kayla, can you read that? Yeah. that what translation is? The New King James? Is that Deuteronomy 7? No, no problems, no problems. It was good. It was about remembering too, but I'm sorry, can you read 17 through 19? So, we may never be chased by an army with chariots, right? To an open ocean. But, you know, there are times where we probably will or have felt that there's no escape, right? Because that's what, when the Pharaoh and all of Egypt were chasing them, that's probably how a lot of the Israelites felt, that there was no escape. So we probably felt like that, but we need to have in our hearts that, no, gods don't be there. We can't have in our hearts that, oh, this nation that comes against me is so great, or this trial that comes against me is so great, this bully what comes against me is so powerful. No, but God's there. You know, this homework, I can never get this homework down, right? There's no escape from it. No, God's there. In 1 Chronicles, Chronicles 16, verse 7. Cassie? Can you read that? Not there. All right, well, we'll wait. 16, verse 12.
Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
So remembering God's word, his history, his faithfulness, you know, is definitely a step, you know, away from fear. In Elijah 41:10. Isaiah, sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Elijah. You ever have those moments? See what happens, hon? Don't ever speak in front of people. Huh? 41:10. Everybody awake now, right? Sorry. Verse 41:10. Nick, can you read that? Yeah. If we're not thinking about, If we're not remembering God, is he our God? We're not thinking about him. Is he our God? Fear, for I am not with you. Be dismayed, for I am not your God. I will not strengthen you. No, I will not help you. I will not uphold you with my righteous right hand. Not very encouraging, right? If it goes the other way. It's not very encouraging at all. You know, without the knowledge of who Jesus is, you know, without that knowledge, that's what we get. You know, and what he's done for us. Everything he does for us, daily, the stuff, things he does for us. But the most important thing to remember about Jesus is his death and resurrection, right? In 1 Corinthians, no one's saying that one right. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Chapter 11, 23 through 26. Dylan, can you read that? Yep, 23 through 26. So we kind of know this as communion, right? We've all probably heard this. And it, you know, why we do communion, why we practice communion. Why do we practice communion? Yes, Dylan? In remembrance of God, right? So we don't forget. So we keep that fresh in our brain, right? We do it in remembrance of Jesus. You know, it's a common union between us and God. You know, we acknowledge that Jesus is God and that he died for our sins so that we can make it to heaven, right? You know, my mind still works slow. You know, and I still do silly things. You know, that I haven't thought all the way through. But by remembering the past, you know, I try. I try not to throw big rocks, right? They get me in trouble. You know, just like knowing the Bible encourages, strengthens, and helps me do the right thing. You know, I'm far, far, far from perfect. And don't get me wrong, I would never say that. And that's why I need help. I need help. I need grace. I need God's grace because I'm going to make mistakes. You know, we cannot change the past. We can't change the past. But the present and the future, it's ours to do with what we want. Right? It doesn't matter when. We can make a clean slate tonight. Whatever mistake you're doing, just so that you stop doing those mistakes. In Joshua chapter 1, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Verse 8 and 9. Would you like to read? You would? Okay, sure. Nine also.
Oh, okay. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Prosperous. Prosperous?
Prosperous.
Meaning that success, right? You know, a lot of people say wealthy, but doing good, right? Don't let your past mistakes hold fear over you. It's not worth it. You could conquer that. With God's help, you could conquer that. Don't repeat them, but learn from them. And always remember, never forget that God is wherever you go. He's right there with you through the thick and thin.